Say it's a joy to be here this evening. I appreciate another opportunity to be in the Lord's house. I appreciate the messages that we've heard the past few nights, and I'm thankful for each one of you that's made an effort to come out this way tonight. And I'll be honest with you, I guess I might be more nervous than maybe I've ever been. I don't really know, to be honest with you. I walked through the doors, and I didn't say much on the ride here, but I walked through the doors, and it just overwhelmed me. And we went down to the prayer room, and I come up, and I seen everybody sitting in here, and it scares me to talk in front of a lot of people until the Lord comes on the scene. But I'm thankful when the Spirit gets a hold of me this evening. I'm thankful that I don't have any trouble preaching if I let Him preach. But I am thankful for you tonight. I'm thankful that you had a desire to come out this way, whoever you might be. And I'm thankful tonight for how the Lord works, and I really am. I'm thankful for the messages we've heard from. It seems like they've all lined up together tonight, and Brother Landon tried to preach Monday night about the mysteries of God and being able to find what the mystery is. And Clint tried to preach last night on the light and being separated from the Lord. And tonight I need your prayers just like you prayed for them. And Monday and Tuesday and prayed for me Sunday night. I need your prayers tonight. I got very familiar scripture, and I can't do a thing about it tonight. I can't. I ain't got nothing new, and I don't know tonight. You may not know me, and I may not know you tonight, but I pray that the Lord will yoke us up together before the night's over with tonight. I would desire your prayers if you would, and if not, then you just help me get there tonight. And nevertheless, it'll work out if I can just get myself out of the way tonight. But tonight, I don't know. Maybe what we got upon our heart, it's a little different. It's a little strange, but nevertheless, tonight it's what we got. And I'll be honest with you, I guess maybe it's been with us all week, and tonight, and I don't know. I love the way the Lord works tonight, and His ways are higher than our ways. And tonight, but I don't know. Tonight, I got scripture, third chapter of the book of Genesis. I'll try to slow down for just a minute. And I'm very peculiar, I guess, when it comes to a lot of things, and very strange, I guess. Maybe my mannerisms are very different. But I would that you get past me for just a minute, and you might listen to the Lord for just a little while tonight. And I know tonight it may be this evening, it may be a little different, but nevertheless, tonight I'm thankful the Lord knows exactly what we stand in need of tonight. And this evening He does. But nevertheless, tonight in the first verse, the third chapter of the book of Genesis, it reads like this. It says, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And He said unto the woman, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doth know what in the day ye eat thereof. Then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as God, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And it says, and he said, who told thee that thou was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And that's all we feel like reading. We may read over in James, the first chapter here in a minute, if the Lord would let us. But if not tonight, then we'll just read that tonight. But I guess maybe if we had a thought upon our heart tonight, and I know maybe we've already seen some saved. We've already seen two saved tonight, this week. I realize that. I know that tonight, but I realize and know that there's still more that's lost and undone tonight. But I'll say this tonight, there's still more that need to come and make things right with the Lord this evening, for they fell short this evening. And I guess maybe tonight, if we had a thought upon our heart, the thought would be, it's you tonight, it's you tonight. That's our thought. That's upon our heart. When the Lord here came walking in the garden, Adam and Eve were both hid. It says they went and hid themselves. But the Lord God called out and said, Adam, where art thou? He didn't ask for Eve this evening, but he said, Adam, where art thou this evening? And Adam had to answer it. Tonight, that's where you're at. A lost friend, backslider, I need to draw closer to the Lord. The Lord's asking you, where art thou? Tonight, I want you to know that it's you tonight. It's you tonight. Standing between you and God. Tonight, you can look around, and I know this may not tickle your ears tonight. It may not be something that you can just stand up and shout about. But you get you out of the way, and you'll be able to shout tonight. This evening, I'll be honest with you. Tonight, it's you standing between the life and death tonight. But it's up to you what you're going to do with it. The Lord spoke to you tonight. You've tried running. You've tried hiding tonight. But I'll tell you that you have been found out tonight. Yeah, you have. Tonight, I know. Tonight, I may. Tonight, it may not be. Maybe like Landon preached Monday night, and I can't do a thing about it. Tonight, I can't. But I'm just letting you know tonight, until you get you out of the way, you cannot draw closer to the Lord this evening. I know you can't. Tonight, I know tonight that we can sit there. What did Adam say? He said, well, it was the woman that you gave me. But Adam had a choice to eat it or not. This evening, Eve didn't force it down his throat. And let me tell you something, the Lord ain't going to force this way down your throat either tonight. But you got a choice whether you're going to serve the Lord or whether you're not. tonight I know and realize tonight that serving the Lord's real easy when everything's going good. It seems like you're up on a mountain and the Lord's just good to you. But where you at when you're down in the valley, seems like your life's crumbling around, and you're saying, why is it happening to me? Why me, Lord? Tonight, can I tell you, maybe he's trying to get your attention tonight. This evening, he's trying to let you know where you need to be and what you're missing this evening. Tonight, we don't like to hear it. This evening, us being human, it's always somebody else's fault. This evening, well, so-and-so said this, so I ain't gonna go back to the church house. So-and-so said this, so I'm just gonna soak up and get mad. Well, maybe if you'd go to so-and-so, and you and so-and-so would get it worked out, you might be able to feel the Spirit of the Lord again. Tonight, I don't know what you come here needing tonight, and you may think that it ain't it, but nevertheless, we're here, so you might as well just listen to it tonight, and you might find out that it's you standing in the need of prayer tonight. Listen. We can play the part, Jeff, all we want. Tonight we can. We can put our suit and tie on. We can sit on the row. Tonight we can sing the songs tonight. But you know what is hindering you from serving the Lord this evening. Yeah, you do. But I'll say this, and I know maybe in our Sunday school class we'll go over this a little bit deeper, but I can't help it. It says in the first chapter of James this evening, the 8th verse, it says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. You skip on down, and it says, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. But listen to this. It says, let no man say when he is tempted that I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away. Listen to that. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. When lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Tonight, wouldn't you rather live tonight than die in the sin that you're in tonight? My God's got a cure for it all. Yeah, he does. Tonight, he's a cure all. Tonight, you go to the doctor, they'll say, well, we need to put you on this. We need to put you on that. But if you'll take some initiative, we may be able to bring you off this. And we may be able to bring you off that this evening. So guess what? It's up to you tonight. How you're going to serve the Lord tonight, and you may not take heed to it, but I promise you that it'll find a lodging place somewhere in your heart, and I believe that you will have to get it right if you want any peace this evening. You can put on a front. I can't help it this evening. I can't help it. It's the way the Lord's leading me.
A lot of these, you'll see these companies, they want a storefront that they might be seen from the road this evening. This evening, but some of them, when you get on the inside, they're just as empty as they could be. Ain't got nothing in there. Tonight, I'm afraid that's the way a lot of us are. That's the way we're trying to live our life for the Lord. Trying to put on a storefront. But when you get to searching on the inside, you're found empty and there's a void tonight. Yeah, there is. Tonight, I know tonight, I told you we don't, we're human. We don't like to hear that it's our fault. We don't like to hear this evening that we've done wrong. But it's somebody else. This evening, I'll be honest with you tonight. If we had, if we would follow that of the gospel steps, this evening we wouldn't have so many churches on every hand. And you can like it or not, I can't help it. This evening it ain't because they're overflowing at the seams. This evening, but it's because that we've boasted in ourselves. We've got mad at somebody wanted to walk out. I said, well, I don't want none to do with them. When the very one, as Landon told you Monday night or last night, the very one that he had. Guess what he now loved? Why is that? Because the love of God was put down on the inside, and it shows him how to love this evening. I know we got a lot of different churches represented tonight, and I'm thankful for you. I am tonight. But I'll say this tonight. I told you Sunday night. I'll tell you again tonight. I don't really care where your name's at on the church roll. Can I tell you something? Stoner's Chapel ain't no better than Mountain View, Brother Randy. And this church ain't no better than that one. But there's one thing about it tonight. If we would follow the Spirit of the Lord this evening, there wouldn't be so much division between us this evening, but we would be able to come together in love and unity, filling the void tonight. Let me tell you tonight how you can label me whatever you want to. Label me some harsh preacher, but I can't help what the Lord gives me tonight. I'm just being honest with you tonight. You can talk to me at the back door if you want to, but I believe when the Lord gives it to me, I wouldn't give it to you unless it's from the Lord tonight. And I believe there's somebody here standing in the need of prayer tonight, and you need to realize that it's you tonight.
Amen. Yes.
It's a, I'll be honest with you tonight. It ain't always been easy preaching this evening. It ain't. The appointments ain't just always overflowed this evening. There was some times, even when I visited places, that somebody else was there tonight. You know what? I just kept trusting the Lord. You know what the Lord showed me? Son, you just keep praying. You keep seeking the Lord tonight, for it's you tonight. Guess what? When I get in a dark place, Brother Casey, guess what I realize? It ain't my wife. It ain't her fault that I'm there. But it's me tonight because I've slacked. And guess what? Because I've slacked, my whole household is slacked this evening. We don't like to hear that. this evening. I can't help it tonight. We don't like to hear that this evening. No, mamas and daddies that's got children, they're following after you tonight, whether you want to have it or not this evening. Grandma and grandpa that's got grandchildren, they're watching you tonight. Yeah, they are. So let's make sure that our life is where it needs to be. For if it's not, it'll tell on us tonight. You can run as far as you want to. You can go as far from the east to the west that you want to. But guess what? What God did in your heart will never leave you tonight. I told you last night, we got a lot of people that said they've been born again, and I'll go on their word tonight. But guess what? They've started trying to creep back in darkness tonight. But guess what? There's still that moonlight that's shining upon them, and it's showing them exactly where they need to go tonight. Yeah, tonight. Guess what? When I got lost in the woods down in South Georgia that year, guess whose fault it was? It was mine. Tonight, you say, well, you'd never been in there. Yeah, but I shouldn't have went in there without first looking this evening. I shouldn't have went that way without first trying to find direction this evening. But guess what? Oh, pride built up in Abram. I know my way. I can get there. But guess what? I started getting scared when I realized I was lost. I didn't know where I was. This evening, that's where you're at, lost friend. You trying to run. You trying to hide tonight. But you can't hide. It's you tonight. Yeah. A backslider. It's you tonight. A preacher man. Abram. It's you tonight. Standing in the need of prayer tonight. Yeah. I'll say this tonight. We're preachers. Yeah. But it's sometimes it's us tonight. Yeah, it is. Sometimes it's us. Preacher's wives. Sometimes it's you holding the preacher man back tonight. I can't help it tonight. You may not like it this evening, but that's the way it's coming tonight. Let me tell you this. When you become married, you become one tonight this evening. But can I say this? Maybe just cause maybe this is happening and maybe that's happening. Don't let it discourage you on your journey tonight, for you just hold on and you keep seeking the Lord tonight, and you will find the peace you're looking for.
Amen.
I don't know tonight. I don't know why I'm having to preach this. I don't know why it's come by my way this evening tonight. But nevertheless, maybe it's for me to let me know this evening that it's me tonight. But tonight, let me just say this. Tonight, when it comes time for the altar call to be given, don't look around. We got a bad tendency, Brother Randy. Everybody wants to stand up here and they want to turn and look and think, well, it's that one. Maybe it's that one. Maybe it's you tonight. This evening, they ever thought of that? Maybe it's you tonight. Maybe you're the one standing between you and your loved one coming to the Lord this evening. You say, well, you shouldn't say that. Well, it's the truth tonight, this evening. He didn't. I know later on, just a few verses down, I know and realize that he ended up talking to Eve, but he didn't call out and say, Adam and Eve, where art thou this evening? And I know it goes deeper than that. I realize that tonight. I do. But let me just say this. The way the Lord showed me, I'm pretty simple-minded this evening. But the way the Lord showed me is he said, it's you. you, Adam. It's you this evening. I'm asking you tonight, where are you at with the walk with the Lord? Could you move closer? Sure, we all could. Tonight, this evening, have some things been revealed unto you? Then act upon them tonight. As Clint asked you last night, what are you waiting on? Tonight, it's you. I know and realize tonight, this evening, I know and realize that maybe some people, they got their own ideas and own things, and they got their own, I'll say this, they got their own little favorite preachers and everything else this evening. But the Bible teaches me to love everybody this evening. Yeah, they do. No matter of their skin color belief this evening, no matter what it is this evening. What did Abram over there Abraham tell Lot over there as they went to go towards the land? There was strife between his herdmen and Lot. And what he tell him? He said it ought to not be this way this evening. Can I tell you tonight? We're brothers and sisters. The strife, it ought to not be this way. It's you holding you back from moving closer with the Lord. Amen. I love you tonight. I do. This evening. This evening, I appreciate the Lord. I appreciate everything. This evening, I don't know. You preachers know where I'm at this evening, but something like this ain't very easy to deliver. I'm just being honest with you tonight. This evening, and I ain't putting this above nothing, but something like this ain't very easy to deliver. Can I tell you, when I leave out of this church tonight, this will still go with me. I'll still think about it tonight, this evening. I just want you to know that I love you tonight, this evening. I ain't trying to get on nobody this evening, but I just want you to enjoy the salvation of the Lord this evening. This evening, my wife asked me on the way over here, she said, I just wonder how sometimes people can just continue on without going to the house of God this evening. And I said, well, it's because they don't know. As Landon said, a lot of times you don't know what you don't know. And then she said, well, what about the ones that's got it this evening? I didn't have an answer this evening, but I do now. It's you this evening. It's you this evening holding you back from getting the blessings of God. You can sit on the church bench all you want this evening. The Lord saved your soul. That's well and good. But why not get up, grab a pitchfork, and go to work with us this evening, for it'll be a lot more enjoyable this evening. Sure, it gets tired. But what's the song we sung last night? It said, my feet have found a resting place. While I'm working for the Lord, it still rests tonight. Yeah, it is. Tonight I ain't waiting to rest. When I get in that grave this evening, I can't help it. Tonight, but when I found the Lord, I stopped wondering, and my feet have found a resting place this evening. I can't help it if you won't have it or not this evening, but But I found out that it was me. This evening you say, well, how many times have you found out that it was you? More times than I can count. This time, I'll say every time that I start to fall away from the Lord. You say, well, you shouldn't say that. You're running the revival. Even me. Can I tell you tonight that even your pastor, if he ain't very careful, will fall away from the Lord? This evening you say, you, I ain't got no right to say that. This evening, what's the scripture say? A little sleep, a little slumber, and a little folding of the hands. This evening, all I'm telling you tonight, it's you, up to you, whether you're going to unfold them and start working this evening. It's up to you. We've said it, I guess, about every night. Somebody has. About the song, it's me, it's me, it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, it's me, it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. What's this verse to say? Not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, O Lord. You know what that lets you know tonight? That it ain't the person to the left or right, but it's the one right smack dab in the middle of you this evening. That's the one that needs the prayer.
Yep.
Sure. We ask for prayer for this natural body this evening, but he told Adam there, he said, from dust thou art, and to dust thou wilt return. This evening, sure, we all want to live a lifetime this evening, but you can find it out in every graveyard. Some were young, some were old this evening, but I'm telling you right now, this evening, it's you, it's you. Standing between you and God this evening.
God bless you.
I love you tonight. That's all I can tell you. It's all I'm trying to do is just warn you and let you know what you're missing out on this evening. You don't know what you don't know. But let me just say this tonight. That is true. But there's some in here that's lost the shout. Brother Dwight, let me tell you something. And I ain't telling on him. Clint here said Monday night that's the first time he shouted. This evening, you know what he said tonight in the prayer room? He said he wanted to get back there to where he was at Monday night. This evening, you know what's standing in the way, Clint? It's you. This evening, I can't help it tonight. It's you tonight. You're the one that's stopping the shout this evening. If you would sacrifice yourself, the shout would come out this evening.
Yeah.
I don't know tonight. I don't know what you stand in need of. I don't. I feel like I'm probably about done this evening. But I just want you to realize tonight, we say it a lot this evening. Search yourself. What did David say over there in the Psalms? He said, search me, O God, this evening. Yeah, he did. This evening. This evening. You know where else it said to search him? Search yourself this evening. And right before... in the scripture where it talks about communion this evening. If you want to get back in communion with God this evening, back in the where he walks with you in the cool of the day, you are going to have to find your way back to the cross this evening. I just want you to know tonight, You can't put the blame on nobody else but yourself this evening. You can't this evening. You know what? When we were a kid, every time we'd get in trouble, we'd try to come up with the best lie, the biggest lie, and try to pull everybody in with me. You know that's what they do this evening. That's what we try to do on our Christian walk when we fall away from the Lord this evening. We try to pull whoever we can with us this evening. But you know what you need to do? Just stand your ground this evening. The Lord will work it out this evening.
Amen.
They're depending on you to stay going. Be honest with you tonight. They don't want you to fall off. They don't. This evening, they don't. You say, well, that's odd. They do this and they do that. Seems like this and seems like that. They don't want you to fall off this evening. Because where can they go when they need help this evening? It's you tonight. And you need to stand your ground and get back in the center of God's will.
Amen.
The hatred you feel will turn to love this evening. Scripture says it. Those that I once hated, I now love. This evening, I ain't hated. I don't reckon I was ever old enough to hate this way. But there's been times that I've thought I knew better than this way. They sung a song, and I'm trying to bring my remarks to a close. I can't help it. Tonight I can't. This evening. But you listen to me. They sung a song the last night we were at that church camp about the old story. This evening been a long time since I heard it this evening, and the Lord spoke to me and said, is it still new to you this evening? That's what the song says, an old story, but it's still new this evening. Have you ever known of something to be so old but yet still be so new this evening? Tonight it's you standing between you and God tonight.
Amen.
I love you tonight. I want you to get back with us. And if you ain't a part of us, I want you to get a part of us this evening. There ain't nothing wrong. There ain't nothing wrong with coming down to the altar this evening. You ain't got to tell nobody this evening. You know what? It's between you and God this evening. But I've had to make a few acknowledgments sometimes to the church this evening because I ain't been living the way that I should have been. Can I tell you, there ain't nothing wrong with that this evening. You may not like it. You may not have it this evening, but we've got away from that this evening. Everything's okay. We don't want to make this one mad, don't want to upset this one. Can I tell you tonight, you know why I love Jimmy Watkins so much this evening? You know why? It's because of what he stands for this evening, and he doesn't waver depending on who it is this evening, whether it be you or whether it be me. This evening, let's just realize that it's up to us to keep the way going this evening. And I want you to come with me this evening. I'm thankful tonight that it was me this evening. The night that I got lost and undone, it was me this evening. It wasn't you. You didn't save me. And guess what? You ain't going to keep me in the way this evening. You can pray for me, I'll agree with that. But you ain't going to keep me in here. Ain't nobody forced me to get in the car. Brother Randy asked us. He didn't demand us. He asked us this evening to come this way. You know what? I got in the car this evening, and it was up to me whether I was going to get ready and come this way or not. And it's still up to me this very night, this very minute, whether I'm going to continue to serve the Lord or not. And it's up to you tonight, whether you're going to start your journey, continue the journey, or fall away from it this evening.
Amen.
You can get a verse of some song. I'm done.